are now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another installment of Asian Wave 101, your weekly source for some of the best and latest in Asian music and entertainment news. For CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thanks so much for joining me on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Happy July, everybody. We are into a new month, and now that the summer solstice has passed, we are seeing the days getting a little bit shorter, and that kind of symbolizes the inevitable approach of September and the return to the usual lives, the usual routines of school, if you are still in school, and the fall, darker days, and then the cold will come. But summer will be here soon, sooner or later. Anyway, first up, in honor of the disbandment of Hyuna and her backup, 4MINUTE, a Korean girl group, 4MINUTE, now disbanded, unfortunately. One of my favorite tracks from this group, it's easily one of their best singles, it's called Volume Up, and it's a very fierce, confident sort of song. It's still a love song, though, and it's about lost love. What was, and now what is. It's talking about this guy that used to love her so, so much, but now he doesn't want anything to do with her at all. And it's this sort of composition, this sort of structure that actually messes with you a little bit. It has such a strong instrumental, but it's such an unglamorous message. It is a great instrumental, though. It is a good mix of dance and more urban sounds, kind of R&B. And one of my favorite aspects of this instrumental is that sexy saxophone riff. Now, I think I speak for most people when I say that sexy saxophone riffs sound good when you throw them into anything. So, just to toss out that name really quickly, Hyuna and her backup dancers, I use it as a joke. There are people who use that name very derogatively to really refer to a group that, in reality, there is one member who gets a lot more shine than the rest of the members. But this song is not all about Hyuna. This song is actually very balanced in terms of its line distribution, which is surprising. I know, having listened to this group for quite a while, it shocked me when this song first came out that there was such an even distribution of the lines and that the camera wasn't always focused on Hyuna. So let's check it out. 4MINUTE with Volume Up. That was 4 minutes with Volume Up. For sure, one of their best singles. Whether you like them or not, whether you only like Hyuna or not, it really is a shame that they disbanded. This is one less group that can be fierce in a sea of girl groups staying with the same old, really getting stale, cute concepts, the innocent look and all of that. But moving on, next up from Taiwan, a relatively fresh face in the industry. He goes by the name of Patrick Braska. He's a singer-songwriter. Again, he's active in Taiwan. He was born in Canada, however, to a Caucasian dad and a Taiwanese mom. He learned African drums at age 3 and acoustic guitar at age 9. He's a very musically gifted young man. And at age 13, while he was in Taiwan, he participated in a variety program hosted by renowned singer-songwriter Harlem Yu. And that's where he actually met Jay Chou, the very famous singer-songwriter, composer, producer extraordinaire, Jay Chou. And Chou signed him to his label, JVR Music. And Patrick officially debuted in 2015 with the EP My Time. However, the song that I have from him today is called Be Strong. It was written and composed by him. And it's the theme song for the 50th International Children's Games held in New Taipei City this year. Now, children ages 12 to 15 from around the world congregate in one city, and they compete in various sporting events and take part in cultural activities. The lyrics of the song not only really reflect the spirit of friendly sport and standing strong till the end, giving it your best, it addresses how these games, the moments that you have, they can be extremely proud moments, that you should cherish them. But it's also talking about extending a welcoming hand and learning from each other. It's a very simple composition. I really love the use of acoustic sounds on this track. That's coming up next on Asian Wave 101. Patrick Braska with Be Strong. That was Patrick Braska with Be Strong, the theme song for the 50th International Children's Games, which takes place in a few days. Five, to be exact. He's definitely a very talented young man. Keep an eye out for more music from him in the future. Next up, Malaysian singer Jess Lee. It's a track off her album Love Storm called Nostalgia, or Nianjiu in Mandarin. This is today's ballad track. This is a Mandarin song, and it's very self-explanatory. She's thinking back to the days when she was in love, when he was by her side, holding her hands, not wanting to forget. She's always thinking of him, his toothbrush, where he slept, his pillow, where he lay his head. All these things are memories, and it all makes her nostalgic, and it is this nostalgic feeling that comforts her. It has a very restrained instrumental, which really complements her voice, and the composition actually really adds that feeling of melancholy in the song, and I can appreciate the abundant use of strings rather than piano, which is the usual fare in songs like this coming out of the Mandarin music industry. So Jess Lee with Nostalgia, up next on Asian Wave 101.
想要。 常人拢，左手牵着右手，回忆慢慢停格浓缩。雨季没有停过，时钟静止不动，我在以前，你在以后。
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here, God, ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Isn't there anything, 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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Thunderstorms, see the lightning flashing, thunderstorms.
Thank you for stopping that. If you actually want to learn more about weather, join the UBC Storm Club. For more information, email us at stormubc@gmail.com. Stop playing those cheesy songs and tune into News 101 Mondays and Fridays for your CITR weather forecast.
We are back on Asian Wave 101, live from the city of Vancouver, from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thanks so much for joining me on this Wednesday afternoon. Right before the break, we heard Jess Lee with Nostalgia, another very solid effort from her. We've heard a lot of songs from her within the context of this show, and she has one of the best voices I've ever heard. She smoothly transitions from her low tones to those gorgeous high notes, and now I would like to take this moment to share an opinion that I think some of you may actually already know about, but I, like many, think there are way too many ballads in Chinese music. Jess and other singers, female and male, are capable of singing other genres, and they have demonstrated in the past the ability to sing those genres, including rock, R&B, even jazz. So Chinese, Taiwanese, and any other Chinese dialect-speaking producers, you have a great amount of talented vocalists to work with. You can be adventurous. You don't need to churn out endless amounts of these piano ballads all about these melancholy love stories that would not be out of place on the next cookie cutter television drama. Now that's just my spiel for the show now. Now coming up next from South Korea, we have Bangtan Sonyeondan, or the Bangtan Boys, also known as the Bulletproof Boy Scouts, with a song released this year called Fire. Now, recently, I've talked about how their sound has really changed since they debuted in 2013. They've kind of transitioned away from that pure hip-hop style that they originally debuted with, and they've gone into more, I guess, pop-washed sort of sounds and styles. And this song is more or less a return to their roots. It's a rap sort of club/party jam. It's all about going crazy, enjoying life. Fire, in this case, means kind of that crazy energy, that insane fun that you have, and that sort of fun that makes your brain go numb. The song itself, it has this shout chorus, this really shouty chorus to accent the feeling of partying. Now, we're about to have a club night here on Asian Wave 101 on a Wednesday afternoon. That's coming up next, and afterwards, it's Toronto-based hip-hop artist Pride with a song off his new mixtape, I Don't Belong Here, called I Don't Belong. Content warning on the Pride song, though some coarse language is used, listener discretion is advised. That's BTS with Fire coming up next.
불타오르네. trap. If I ain't on your top, listen, all that shit is just whack. They like, you need to be like everyone, just miss me with that. I ain't popping zans or dropping bands. I'm trying to get guap, putting every fake sad fucker in a headlock. Yeah, I've been corny, but the real can respect it. And I ain't like these other dudes, I used to feel so neglected, but I'm my own man. Veil gang in this bitch, that's the whole clan. And if we talking about bees, I got no plan. They all talk about the same shit, they so bland. They all the same old song with an old dance. But we different. I don't need a wraith, I need a house to put your bitch in. I don't need approval, I just need my family living. Bitches history to make, so stop talking. Let's get it, motherfucker, let's get it.
And there you have it. Hold your applause, hold your cheer. We are just getting started. For quite some time we have sat on the shelf, but this time around it's time to sell, you see. We never belong, and we don't look to.
That was Pride with I Don't Belong, and right before that was BTS with Fire. Now, the I Don't Belong Here, the mixtape released by Pride, is described as the album before the album, paving the way before his first full-length LP is released, called Russell. So keep an eye out for that. Support Canadian artists, Canadian talent. We all love that here at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. So now it is once again that time of the week where we check out just some of the latest news to come out of the Asian entertainment world. It's Asian Entertainment News. Now, first up, coming out of South Korea, the lineup for the new season of Unpretty Rap Star has been announced. This season's lineup features more idols than even season 2. Competitors on this season include Meteo from Brown Eyed Girls and Nada from girl group What's Up. Also, former girl group members like Janie from disbanded GP Basic and Baby J from also disbanded group Jewelry. Now, there are other recognizable names competing this season, including Yukji Dam, who competed on the first season of Unpretty Rap Star back in 2015. Now, with the lineup now confirmed, the new season is set to start airing later this month. Now, I talk about this show a lot on Asian Wave 101, and I can appreciate it for what it's trying to do, which is give some shine to female MCs in South Korea in an industry that is very much male-dominated. But even with season number one, when they really stayed true to kind of that mandate, if you want to call it that, they had a lot of attention generated for that show just because an idol was competing on that show. In that case, it was Jimin from girl group AOA. And then when season two started, even more idols started competing. That kind of started giving it more of an appeal for people who don't usually pay attention to hip-hop, but only pay attention to the more mainstream music coming out of South Korea. And now with this season, in which case the lineup, I don't know all of the faces, but judging from some of the pictures I've seen, I can actually fairly safely say that the majority of this lineup is either idol or ex-idol, and there's not as much of a focus on giving some shine to underground rhymers, which is really a shame. And you're really starting to see kind of this show evolving from what it was originally meant to be. It was meant to be kind of the female version of Show Me the Money, but even though Show Me the Money allowed female contestants onto the show, at the end of the day, when we reach kind of the top 16, more often than not, it was completely all male. So having something like Unpretty Rap Star come about in 2015, it was really like a breath of fresh air for people in the hip-hop who paid attention to the hip-hop industry. But now you're kind of seeing the show evolve from what it was originally planning to be and what it hoped to be, and starting to become essentially something that's really just for the ratings. They're inviting these people and almost purposefully trying to create some sort of drama during the season just for the sake of making people go, oh my gosh, did that really happen? And it's transitioning away from the music, and it's going more towards the fake conflicts that the producers seem to want you to see. Now, I'll keep you updated as this develops. And frankly, even though I do sound fairly I do sound fairly disdainful of the third season, but I will say that I'm probably going to watch it anyway, just so I can kind of keep up with it and just see what's going on and then share it with the listeners. So we're going to leave it at that for now. And don't think that I'm neglecting the Chinese language entertainment world. Many celebrity couples have now been confirmed, and those confirmed more than a year ago are now confirming the fact that they are married, and those that are married are announcing that they are expecting children. So a lot of more gossipy stuff is coming out right now from the Chinese language entertainment world, from Hong Kong, from Taiwan, and China, and it's more or less just involving the personal lives of these celebrities. Not really what I like doing on the show, but 'tis the summer season, dear listeners, and this sort of stuff is expected. So that will actually do it for this week's Asian Entertainment News. Tune back in next time when we cover some more news and some more headlines. But for now, we're going to take another quick break, and when we come back, there's more music on Asian Wave 101. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
The Ethiopian Summer Festival, Burnaby's famous summer attraction, takes place on July 9 at Westburn Park from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. The event features music, dancing on stage, Ethiopian cuisines, various products, arts, and crafts. The Summer Ethiopian Festival is free to attend, wheelchair accessible, and served by public transit. Bring your family and friends to this colorful event on July 9. For more information, go to VancouverEthiopia.com.
With the vast amount of changes happening in the world, it's almost impossible to get a clear picture of what's really going on.
We are trapped within the logic of capitalism, leaving us unable to imagine what comes next.
The Extra Environmentalist brings the perspectives of people who can see the whole picture and are ready for whatever comes our way.
Tune in to The Extra Environmentalist every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is the viewpoint that makes all places the same to you.
We're back, and if you're just joining me now, you're listening to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for some of the best and latest in Asian music and entertainment news live in the city of Vancouver from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm Steve Zhang. Thanks so much for joining me. Now, up next, I have another Canadian song. It's by Daniel Kim, who is a singer-songwriter, all-around artist based right here in Vancouver. You may know him best from Pop Danthology on YouTube, but today I have one of his originals, and it's called Letting Go. It's composed in a electro house style. This is really my kind of EDM. It's that vocal EDM with slicker production and polished vocals. So let's check it out now. Daniel Kim, Letting Go.
Before
That was Daniel Kim with Letting Go. Now, he uses YouTube as his primary platform to share his works, so you can find more of his originals there, and you can also check out the mashups that he does, the pop anthologies. A lot of people love those, so go ahead and give those a watch as well. And of course, just remember that if you ever want to hear more Canadian content, some more great Canadian artists, you can find them right here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Now, next, from South Korea, we have Taeyeon of Girls' Generation, Sonia Shide, and she recently released a new solo effort. It's an EP called Why, and it contains the single Starlight, which is a collaboration with R&B singer-songwriter Dean. It's a very sweet, very simple, but not dull, collaboration between these two vocalists. Now, this song is all about that one great love, that love that changes us, that completely shifts our view of the world, and almost rejuvenates us whenever we find ourselves in a situation where we're down and unenergized and sort of lacking that drive. This is the one that kind of brings us back to life. It's that shining love. And this, for me, this song is a step in the right direction in terms of giving these vocalists a solo opportunity. Now, Taeyeon is an absolutely tremendous vocalist, and some say the best among the idols in South Korea. And with this song, she's really not overdoing it in terms of singing the song. She's not overwhelming us with her performance. She's just singing in a very pleasing tone at a very comfortable pitch. And often, that's not the case with the solo efforts of these people who are known as the main vocalists of these girl groups. And what they often do is they just give them these ballad tracks and then have them belt out those notes and just sing as loud and as hard as they can, because somehow there's this sort of belief in South Korea and other places in other music industries in Asia that ballads are the only type of song capable of showcasing a singer's talent, which is really not the case. So let's check it out. Taeyeon of Girls' Generation with Dean, Starlight, on Asian Wave 101.
So 보던 너 사랑스러워 참을 수 없어. 맑게 깨어 너를 본 순간 오직 너만으로 충분해. 그저 바라만 봐도 가에 번지는 기쁨 이토록 나를게 한 사람 너뿐이야. 감출 수 없어 함께 있으면 내 맘이 춤추는 기분. You are my starlight. 참 감사해져 꿈만 같아.
That was Taeyeon with Dean Starlight. I can appreciate it as a collaboration between two of the best voices in South Korean music. It's nothing groundbreaking, but it also doesn't fall flat. They did a little bit of harmonizing, which I feel is lacking in modern music, so I was very happy to hear that. And there's just enough of these vocal acrobatics to keep it interesting, but not so much that it's overwhelming us with this insane amount of powerful singing and just belting out those notes. There was just enough of that to spice things up a little bit. So next up, again from Taiwan, I have a singer known as Richie Jen. Now, he's one of the older generation of Mandarin artists. He's been active for more than two decades now, and he debuted in 1990. Prior to that, he was actually a physical education major at Chinese Cultural University, which is a private institution, a private university in Taiwan. He played guitar and sang in a band in school, and he was actually also a DJ as well. But by his senior year in school, he had been signed to Sony Music in Taiwan. He's very popular among Chinese speakers, and he's known for a few hit songs. One of them is called Girl Across the Way, Look Over Here. So that's just a rough translation of the Chinese name. So if you have friends who speak Chinese or who are Chinese and know a little bit about Chinese music, ask them about this song, because they're, I can guarantee that they have at least heard it once. It was a very popular song when it initially came out, and it was sort of repetitive. It was very simple, it was very minimalist, but it was catchy, and that's exactly why it worked out and exactly why it became as big as it did. Now, moving on to more recent times, he has released a song, this song that I have today, called Yingxiong You Lu, which translates more or less to Hero's Path, and it's a song about wandering. It's the soundtrack of another wuxia period television drama that's been released across the Pacific, on the other side of the Pacific Ocean. Now, those stories, wuxia stories, are often about wandering martial artists who are these heroes going on a journey in search of honor, and their duty is to help those in need, to protect the lands from evil. And the song is talking about how you should not ask where these heroes are going, because it's their journey. They have a destination in mind, and whether the journey takes them to the ends of the earth or merely a mile, they have a path that they must follow. So simply feel safe within their presence and respect them for the work that they do. Now, this song is sort of a fusion. It contains a lot of Western rock sounds mixed in with some traditional Chinese instruments. So that's coming up next on Asian Wave 101, Richie Jen with Hero's Path.
Hãy subscribe cho kênh Ghiền Mì Gõ để không bỏ lỡ những video hấp dẫn. 江湖酒，宝刀藏金两一袖，乾坤手里有，妙手如风斩春秋，风云难探测，天地阔任我走，侠义千金中，问世间愁几重，恩怨何时休，爱我踏遍万方踪，刀光剑长龙，莫问英雄去何处，脚下自有路，当今人间愁何苦，方得天地乎，莫问英雄归何处，天涯无陌路，风雨无阻踏尘土，谁还敢不服，谁还敢不服，啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦。豪情如海流，共饮江湖酒，宝刀藏金两一袖，乾坤手里有，妙手如风斩春秋，风云难探测，天地阔任我走，侠义千金中，问世间愁几重，恩怨何时休，待我踏遍万方踪，刀光剑长龙，莫问英雄去何处，脚下自有路，当今人愁何苦，方得天地乎，莫问英雄归何处，天涯无陌路，风雨无阻踏尘土，谁还敢不服，莫问英雄去何处，脚下自有路，今人间愁何苦，方得天地乎，莫问英雄归何处，天涯无陌路，风雨无阻踏尘土，谁还敢不服，谁还敢不服，啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦。
That was Richie Jen with Hero's Path. Now, there's a certain appeal to songs like that, that distinct hybrid style. I can't explain it. They just sort of draw me in. It's that combination of Western sounds and then mixed in with traditional Chinese instruments. It's like fusion food, almost. Sometimes it just works, and you can't explain why. So coming up next is El Sonido Latin Roots with Daniel Hernandez. Stay tuned for that at 5 p.m. Now, lastly, I have one more song for you from Japan. It's by Namie Amuro. The Queen is back with a single released in late May called Mint. And this is in a very eclectic song. sort of style. It combines some dance, some R&B and hip-hop sounds with even a little bit of rock. And this song, that term mint, what she's really talking about is a guy, actually, about how everything that he does, everything about him is just absolutely perfect. There is absolutely no complaint about it. And he's sort of in that condition, which is just absolutely amazing, like mint condition. It's that it's using the word mint in that context. So if you have any requests for me at all, don't hesitate to send it my way, asianwave101@gmail.com. If you have any thoughts on this week's news, send it my way, asianwave101@gmail.com. That will do it for this week's Asian Wave 101. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm your host, Steve Zhang, live in the city of Vancouver from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Once again, El Sonido Latin Roots coming up at 5, and Namie Amaro with Mint to play us out. I will talk to you again next time. Take care.
Good evening and welcome to El Sonido Latin Roots. You're now listening to CATR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory. Thank you, Steve, for playing some amazing Asian music. And you should also check out his show, Asian Wave 101. It's very, very good and interesting tracks. So in today's show, we're going to explore a bit of Colombian coastal music, varying everything from merecumbe to salsa, a bit of cumbia, and generally this type of musical rhythms. We're going to start off today's show with Pacho Galán, a wonderful artist, one of my favorite artists. He's called the King of Merecumbe. He is known as the King of Merecumbe primarily because he invented the rhythm, first off. Secondly, he also actually was born into a family of musicians, and he studied his musical studies at a very, very young age. He was born in Barranquilla, Colombia, which is a city up north in the coastal region of Colombia. And he was not only a director and singer and a composer, but he also was a orchestra director. The importance of his musical achievements, like I mentioned previously, is the creation of the genre merecumbe. And so we're going to start listening to some Pacho Galán with this track called Boquita Salada. And it's the direct translation is Salty Mouth.